divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy we can make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7963 now.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these streets,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Unwrap your share of up to $150,000 in cash and free slot play when you pick your present on Fridays, December 4th, 11th, and 18th from Hollywood Casino.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, and I'd like you to join me on Sundays at 1 p.m. for This Week in Real Estate. On the show, we discuss how to sell a home, how to buy a home. I interview experts in the real estate industry, take call-ins, and a whole lot more. You get to learn about the biggest investment in your life. I get to enjoy your company. Join me, Terry Hall, for This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS. I look forward to you joining me.
How much is that jar in the window?
That's right, it's Wednesday. Let me tell you something, folks. I made the mistake one time in my life of buying a puppy for somebody, and it did not go well. It didn't work out. That little puppy ended up having to have a new home in less than a week. So this is your last chance before Christmas to talk to Dr. Doug if you're thinking about getting somebody a pet. That's worse than trying to buy somebody a pair of shoes.
I
don't got that either. They need to try the shoes on, and a pet is even, that's a tougher thing.
I saw a little dog, and they said it's a Huskarian or something like that. It's a Pomeranian and a Husky. How can that be? Because Huskies are pretty big, but this thing is the size of a Pomeranian.
That's like saying it's a St. Bernard that got with a Chihuahua.
Yeah, I know.
I think you can mate any two. I mean,
apparently.
And I don't know if you, I don't know. Do they artificially inseminate dogs?
Dr. Doug would know. We'll find out in a moment. We'll ask him. Dr. Doug is about to join us. You can find him at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, the only cab you want to take if you're AM and the PM. They have an app, STL Taxi. It's free. It's easy to use, and it works. And it is a great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. And now... Oh, phone numbers, 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. And now here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, 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 how is everyone today?
Fantastic, doctor. How about you?
I am AM in the PM.
Right, now let's address Peon's question here. Okay. Can you breed like a St. Bernard with a Chihuahua?
You could. It would be probably not the best alternative. I guess if you use the male contribution
Chihuahua.
Of the Chihuahua to a female St. Bernard.
I think that would be worth trying. That'd be an interesting dog.
Yeah, because a female Chihuahua trying to push out a St. Bernard puppy.
That would be tough. I don't know what would happen. You'd probably get one puppy, and it'd probably be very, very small and kind of strange looking.
Yeah. Well, there have been some pretty odd combinations to create some of these dogs.
I saw that one Dan was talking about, though, a picture of it. Is that a real breed? What was it, a Pomsky? Right?
Yeah, Pomsky, I think, or something like that.
What was that,
like
a Pomeranian
and a Husky?
And a Husky.
And it looks like a Husky, but it stays Pomeranian size.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you know, theoretically, you could breed any of those animals together.
I like those Huskies. They're beautiful.
This
dog.
One looked like a little stuffed animal.
Hyperkinetic sometimes, but they can be beautiful.
Yeah, I saw a white husky with blue eyes one time.
Oh yeah,
what a beautiful dog!
Do they ever artificially inseminate dogs?
All the time. We did one just the other day.
Yeah, you could have gone
now,
by
what,
and
what's the reasoning for that?
Well, it depends on the breed. Some of the breeds are hard to get together, and they just like some of the bully breeds, bulldogs and stuff like that. They're a little bit harder to get it done. Mm. They just don't know sometimes.
Well, would you like to talk to some people?
Yeah, I think better than what we're talking about.
All right. Let me give the phone numbers probably for the last time. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'll start with Richard. Richard, you're on with Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Richard.
Hallelujah. Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hey, I have an 11-year-old golden retriever. He's got bad hips.
Okay.
Take him out for walks. It's painful to watch. But the latest thing that he has developed is when he gets excited or when he's out walking, he just starts breathing really, really heavy.
Huh. And no other symptoms that you can think of? It just kind of came on recently?
Within the last month and a half to 2 months.
Okay. So it can be a direct response to pain. So, in fact, your veterinarian might be able to check those hips or the back or the knees. Those are the three areas that can show similar symptoms. And with an x-ray, and once you kind of identify where your location is, there are a whole collection of different options for treatment. The other choice would be to rule out something going on in the chest. Are you on heartworm preventative and all that kind of good stuff? On a regular basis, do you protect the dog with heartworm medicine?
Yeah, he's on heartworm preventative.
You're 11 years of age. There's lots of things that can be going on, and I think a good general examination is the right way to go. So he'll be able to rule out the hips, the spine, but also something going on in the chest. Or in some cases, you have something growing in the abdomen that could be putting pressure on the diaphragm and making the breathing difficult. So it's kind of hard
to
pinpoint.
Like, something like cancer?
Well, that's always a possibility, but you don't know until you know. So, again, some x-rays might give you a lot. Sometimes they want to do an ultrasound. Whatever you want to do to find out, there are a lot of options for you. Okay?
Yeah. He has had his hips checked, and the doc said, yeah, he's got bad hips.
Yeah.
And he has given us some pain meds for him. He's like, well, you know, if he's in a lot of pain, go ahead and put him, you know, give him the pain meds. Don't give him to him all the time.
Right. Well, again, it depends on how advanced it is. And like I said, a lot of times we'll use a combination of drugs that really help, some for pain, some for inflammation. There's lots of tricks. But I would rule out some of the other problems as well, because you could be sitting there treating him and he's not getting any better because he's got a whole different problem.
All right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Do they do hip replacement for dogs?
Oh, I was just going to ask that.
Oh, shoot, I killed Dr. Doug. Oh, shoot. What line was that? Is he back?
Something I said?
No, doctor, that was my fault. I killed the wrong line. I'm going to change his line. Hold on here. Let me go hold and then hit him here. There you go. I changed the bank of phone buttons.
No problem.
And it's inside talk. So they do hip replacement for dogs?
They do. Yes, they do.
Wow.
It's expensive, but it works.
You got to love that dog.
You know, you'd be surprised what people will do. You know.
Especially when you have an 11-year-old, a bigger dog like that, 11 years old, that's
a tough call because you're spending a lot of money and the dog's not got but another year or two.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nowadays, even our big dogs are living to 12 to 14, 15 years of age. So
it's like people. Maybe
nothing else is wrong with the dog. It's tough.
Medications now that can be used to avoid surgery that... I think he just needs to understand what he's dealing with first.
Folks, the tearjerker of all tearjerkers for dog movies is my dog, Skip.
Oh.
If you've never seen it.
I've never seen it.
Kevin, oh my goodness, Kevin Bacon, my dog, Skip. Doctor, you got to watch this movie. I mean, I'm not kidding. It makes Old Yeller look like a comedy. It's really good. Oh, my dog Skip is fantastic.
Yes, it is. It's really, really
let's
good.
Let's get Ron in here. Ron, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. This is Ron from AM and the PM.
Thank you, Ron. Hallelujah. Happy hour.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Dr. Doug. I called you last week about my little schnauzer.
Okay.
And we had some blood work done on her, and very expensive. They said that all of her body, her heart, her liver, everything was fine.
Uh-huh.
And then my wife took her to a skin doctor on Friday.
Okay.
And the skin doctor said that her believed that she took two scrapings and pulled hair follicles and believes that she's got mites.
Okay.
Hair follicle mites.
Right, yeah, there's a couple different types. Usually either a scabies mite or a demodex mite.
Mm. Ew, scabies.
That sounds horrible, yeah. Right?
And?
What's your question, Ron?
Well, the big problem is we've done everything what they said, and, I mean, she's itching like crazy, mainly up around her head and her very far back.
Huh?
Ron, I don't know
if you had an answer to that, or maybe even Frank has an answer.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
So, that does take a while for whatever treatment is imposed to take its effect. You might be able to try some Benadryl in the meanwhile for comfort, or some other kind of antihistamine just to give some comfort while the medications are killing the mites.
Right. So, she gave us some kind of a spray. My wife had to bathe her every other day, and then after she did that, then she had to spray her, and the vet said that she had this yellow streak down her back, and that's where she had heavy concentrations of the hair follicle mites.
Yeah. So, and again,
we're seeing a little clearing there, but it's...
Hello?
Yeah, Ron, where'd Ron go?
I don't know.
Ron?
I think he started partying early.
Yeah, well, Ron, I got plenty in, had a lot to say.
Well, now you have Dave on.
I don't know. It jumped from Ron to Dave.
Good luck, Ron.
Yeah, good luck, Ron. Let's go to, not active. Right. Hang on, there's nobody there. Let's go to, this is Dave. Dave, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Thank you, Dave.
Hallelujah. What's cooking?
I'll try to be short.
Thank you.
Anyway, I got a cockapoo dog, 8 years old. He's been on insulin for 4, 5, 6 years. And his treat is, after I give him a shot, give him a green bean, and he always catches it. Now he can't catch it in the last 4 or 5 weeks or so, and his eyes are kind of cloudy.
What was the treatment you said he was on for? I couldn't hear you.
I give him insulin.
Oh, okay. He's a diabetic. Okay. Okay, so sometimes those diabetics are real prone to eye changes, and they get cataracts that form, and I imagine that's what you're dealing with right now. And so the light that normally goes in the eye can't get to the retina, can't give you a good picture, and the animal's having trouble trying to connect with that. Now, cataracts can be removed surgically and replaced with an artificial lens, but in a diabetic animal, you got to just make sure you get the diabetes under management, just like a human. And I don't know, you know, what the workup's been like and all that kind of good stuff, but I would just visit with your vet and say, hey, you know, what should we be doing? A lot of times the changes in the eyes come no matter what you do. It depends on the individual and their genetics and all that kind of good stuff. But when it gets bad enough, there is potential surgical options for you. Okay?
Okay. I'll take it
to my bed.
Thank you.
Talk to him and see what he says.
There's a great old joke that we don't tell anymore. Asian man goes to the doc. He's got cloudy vision in one eye. And the doctor says, well, you have a cataract. He goes, no, I have a wrinkled continental. We don't tell that anymore.
No, you can't.
I heard
Dr. Doug
laughing. I'm sure it's nervous laughter.
Yeah. Can't tell that
he didn't mean to laugh at that.
That's something Trump would say.
Let him tell it, because we're not telling it. That's just the way it is. Andy, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Andy?
I'm good.
I just had a quick question for you. I've been trying to convince my wife to get a dog for a while, and she's a bit of a dog disliker, is the easy way to put it. But what I'm trying to figure out is what would be the best breed for me to get that, you know, doesn't shed that much to kind of keep the place a little cleaner.
But what you're saying is, Andy, you're saying your wife doesn't want a dog, but you're going to get one anyway.
Yeah, right.
You're the man of the house. Oh, honey, you don't want a dog? Well, then I'm getting one.
Good luck, Andy.
You know, I would start with something small and simple and bright. So, you know, poodles are great. A lot of the terrier breeds are great. They don't shed. They're very bright. And you can get a nice, or a Maltese, you can get a nice small dog that, you know, that your wife's going to learn to appreciate very quickly. And I think once it's in the house and it's doing well, I think you can't help but fall in love with these animals.
Aren't poodles yappers, though?
No, not really. I mean, it just depends on the poodle. I mean, just then how you manage him, too.
Just the name poodle. It's not a guy's dog. It's just not. Yeah. It's just
is this for you?
I wouldn't mind having something a little bit more manly than that, but what is your thought on, like, a Basenji?
What?
You know, that's okay. That's kind of a little bit different breed.
I've never heard of that. What is a Basenji? What is that?
You know, I'm trying to figure out how to describe it.
Medium-sized dog, 40-pound dog?
Smaller than that, and they have a short coat. They're very pretty. I mean, mm-hmm. That could be a nice choice. It's not one that you would normally think of. I think the rat terriers are really cool. French bulldogs are amazing.
Not your rat boy, rat terrier. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, French bulldogs are wonderful. They're kind of manly and cute and very loving, so your wife might fall in love with that. I would just, you know, kind of see if you can look up online and just explore some breeds and whatever kind of is interest to you. Then I would sit down and, you know, make some questions up, go talk to some breeders in town.
And then tell your wife this is what we're getting.
And then tell your wife after you've chosen it.
Like it or lump it.
Well, I appreciate your help.
Okay, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
Good luck. Maybe you should look for an apartment soon.
Well, sounds to me like Andy runs the household, and he made it clear she doesn't want a dog, and then he goes right into saying, what kind should I get? Yeah, there you go. Let's go for our last caller. Will be Mike. Mike, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Good afternoon, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Michael. And you?
Doing okay, I guess. The reason I'm calling is maybe seeking almost second opinion is the right way to look at it. Our dog, who's 13 years old, she was a rescue dog. We got her as a 9-week-old puppy, whatever. And she's part lab and part whatever else, yellow lab.
Okay.
She started having this wheezing cough about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and took her to the vet today, our traditional vet we've been seeing since we've always had her. And did some x-rays, and it came back with a tumor in her lung.
In her where? In her lung?
Lung.
Her lung, yes.
Okay.
And estimated size about baseball size. Mm-hmm. And she also has Cushing's disease.
Okay.
And so choices are if let her go till as long as she can go, try a CAT scan and try more diagnosis and what is it, aspirate it to see just exactly what's involved, and or just go straight to surgery and have it removed. And just looking for some...
This sounds to me like a dog that you're going to have a real tough time letting go.
Yes, extremely so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a big breed dog, but not a giant.
Well, she's only about 56 pounds.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal. Most tumors that are in lungs tend to be less than good, okay? So you have a disadvantage there that you're probably working with something that's a true cancer. But the best thing to do, if you really want to know before you jump into surgery, I would do an ultrasound and do an aspirate or lung biopsy if they can do that. One of the specialty groups would probably be where they'd send you.
Right. Okay, yes, that can be done. That was an option that was presented.
I would do that first because then you know if you can get a good idea what kind of tumor it is, then they can tell you, the oncologist can tell you statistically, here's what you got. And a lot of these tumors, once it's already in the lung, that might not even be the primary location. It might have come from someplace else. So, because the lung's like one site where a lot of tumors like to climb to because of the blood supply is so healthy. So the first thing is I would talk about finding out what kind of lung tumor it is. I'd also have someone look in the abdomen and elsewhere to make sure you know that that's the primary site. And then based on that information, you can make a much more logical suggestion. If they tell you you're only at best going to have, you know, 2 months to live with surgery, then, it might be... And again, it's a very personal decision, but it would be hard, I'd be hard-pressed to tell you that to put the dog through all that surgery.
We've talked about that already, but if it would be extended for a year,
of rehabilitation,
it's worth putting her through all of that agony, I guess.
So I would tell you that statistically, and I don't even know what it is, but the fact that it's in the lung tells me that you probably have a fairly concerning kind of cancer. Try and find out what it is. That's not such a big procedure. And then, make your final decisions. And it might be, like you said, keeping the dog comfortable for as long as you can and then being reasonable about when to let go. And that's the gracious thing to do.
Right.
Okay?
I appreciate your advice.
Sorry you're going through that.
Enjoy listening to you when you're on.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you all.
Yeah, that's a guy...
you could tell you.
Oh, my goodness. They're devastated.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Yeah.
I get that dog. Watch my dog skip. I'm not kidding. I get that where the dog is a family member.
You know what else? Marley and Me. Have you ever seen that movie?
No. With Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yeah.
I know of it, but I've never seen
that
it.
That is a really good movie. There's some really funny parts, but at the end of the movie, oh, my God. It's like my dog skip.
Yeah. Yeah. And Old Yeller I haven't seen for years, but that was a tough one. A tough one to get through. Well, Doctor, we've done it again, as the singers would say. We'll do this again. Merry Christmas. I know you're
Merry
Jewish,
Christmas
but you accept presents, I'm sure. Anyway,
hey, I was Santa twice this weekend.
That's right. You make a great Santa.
I'm a great Santa.
Tell your family Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in a week or so, okay?
Okay.
Dr.
Well,
Doug Pernikoff, everybody, the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM the PM cab company, STL Taxi, would be the app you want to download. It's free. It's great. And if you're really AM the PM, you wouldn't think of taking another cab. Speaking of cabs, if you don't have one driving you around and you're driving yourself, let's see how that's going. I think this guy must have been on vacation for the last few days because I hadn't heard him, and now he's back. Tim Weiland. Tim, how you doing?
Frank, yeah, I was on vacation. Glad to be back.
No, you're not.
Nobody's
on vacation and glad to be back here. Come on.
Well, I'm
let's
glad
be
to be
real.
Flying.
Okay. Glad to be working somewhere.
Yeah, well, flying is better.
Are you going to be at the big shindig tonight?
I am coming out.
You bringing your wife?
No. By the time I would go down and pick up my wife and come out there, the thing would be over. So
that's what all the guys say who don't want their wives there. He's a player.
We know what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Honey, you wouldn't like it. I'm going to spare you. Yeah, I'll see you there.
Okay.
How we doing?
I'll tell you what, we've got some slow pockets on southbound 55. You start from Graboid down through Cascade. We're heavy again from Weber Road through, looks like Union. And then we've got a report of an accident southbound 55 between 270 and Butler Hill. We'll let you know about that in a few minutes. They are still working with a crash on northbound 270 that is a little bit north of Highway 55. And I do see we've got lines of traffic in that right lane trying to ramp on to northbound 270. Southbound 270, we've got an incident south of Olive, and that's causing a backup to Dorset. This report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Want a smarter, safer car? Just plug in Hum by Verizon. You instantly get vehicle diagnostics and pinpoint roadside and emergency assistance. Learn more at hum.com. With your St. Louis, Big 550 KTRS airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Tim. I don't see Mr. Londoff's name on the screen.
He's not there yet.
See, what happens is Dan types his name on the screen.
Right.
And that I know then that he's on the phone. And he had plenty of warning.
Not there yet.
Called him an hour ago.
Is he at the dealership?
Said, we'll call you in an hour.
Well, we're looking for him.
What does that mean? We. His people?
His people, too, yes.
Okay. Now, what, this is, what are we supposed to do? Do we have any of that interlude music? Just like you're on hold on the phone, just some nice music to play. No. Okay, good. Your business is very important to us. Please hang on. Thank you for calling Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. Someone will be with you momentarily. Johnny Landolf Chevrolet, where you can buy the low overhead way. Please stand by. We value you as a customer and appreciate your business. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you any moment. Please stand by. That has to be the worst music ever.
I think it's awesome.
And now I believe we have made the contact.
Yes, we tracked him down.
The man. John, how are you?
Frank, I'm great.
Well,
we've been waiting on hold for you. You know, we could turn it on him.
If that had been you, we'd have heard about it. Well, I've been holding for 5 minutes. Yeah. But listen to us. We're not making a big deal out of it.
Were you holding for a minute or two?
Oh, yes. We had to go get interlude music to play. Interlude music.
That's, didn't you hear it?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
Yeah, play it.
No, I don't.
See, the worst thing you can say is no, I don't, because then we're going to play it. You know that.
Oh, and then play it some more.
Okay, play it some more. You actually start to like it. It's so horrible. Yeah.
You know the funniest thing is I'm paying for this.
Yes, you are. That is funny.
I'm paying.
It's hilarious.
For this, and
actually.
I'm still laughing. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, it's music for your commercial.
You sound like you're in a good mood. You must be selling cars and trucks and stuff.
You know, it's been a great day. I think everyone's really in the in the holiday spirit, the Christmas spirit.
I think you're in good moods.
Are you in a good mood?
I'm in a pretty good mood today. Yeah, that's pretty
good.
Well,
you said pretty good.
Yeah, I'm never in a great mood.
A good mood.
I'm rarely ever in a really great mood.
We'll be in a great mood tonight after
our
bonuses.
John, tonight is our party for just, the KTRS people, and we know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's this big bonus check tonight.
It's just for the KTRS people.
That's my understanding, yeah. They don't have the money to bring in advertisers and stuff.
That's why a major sponsor
why they don't care about you? Because you're part of this show. If you were part of, the rest of the station, which you are, you're right. Yeah. You should be there front and center. You should be the head of the line, the buffet line, or whatever it is. You should be right up front. But no, just us. And I think the reason for it is they want to keep the bonuses and the excitement right within the KTRS family.
Yeah.
And then it won't leak out.
You get bonus? You get a bonus?
Well, that's what we're... There's been some talk, whispering, that possibly this will be the year.
Like that company.
The first year.
Yeah, that petroleum company in Texas. Did you hear that, John? Almost 1,400 employees got $100,000 apiece.
1,400 employees, 100 grand each for the holidays. They're owned by a billionaire, and he paid about $100 million in bonuses. And I'm sure Mike Dorsey saw that story.
Yeah.
And he thought, oh, yeah?
He probably fell out of the chair.
Watch this.
Yeah, top that.
Tonight, something big is going to happen.
That's great.
It is great.
That's great. What's the name of that company? So we can sell some vehicles.
It's an energy. It's an energy company, and
we deliver all over the country.
Yeah, it's natural gas and
Piano Finder.
You have what?
Oil. It was oil and natural gas.
Let me see here. Hillcorp, a Texas-based driller.
Yep.
Well, a lot of the great and unbelievable hardworking GM UAW employees just got a nice bonus, I think about a week or two ago, well-deserved. wasn't at that level, but wasn't bad. And they are coming out in huge numbers to buy Chevrolets from Jenny Lombard Chevrolet, the great men and women at the plant in Wentzville that, you know, produced every full-size Chevy van, GM van, is produced out of Wentzville.
I didn't know
that. New Colorado, the number one selling truck.
Motor Trend truck of the year.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. But we've got, we can't keep them in stock. They're so popular. But what we do have in stock, a lot of Silverados.
Yeah.
And you know your buddy, McGraw-Millhaven, Frank? He's a good friend of yours.
Name rings a bell.
McGraw.
Not familiar with him.
McGraw-Millhaven.
What about him? What about him?
He's going to buy a Silverado.
He should. That's the only way. That's the only way he's going to get you any business is to buy it himself. And at least he can say, "Hey, I'm responsible for a sale at Johnny London."
That's almost not nice.
Why I did it. Yeah.
Almost not nice. That's why you did it. But you're a nice guy.
Well, that's his expression. The truth hurts. That's the expression, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, you're in one of your whispering modes today. Is there, you know, something going on?
I'm not in a whispering mode, ever. Okay. I just don't want to be too loud. I'm so excited. I don't want to just overwhelm you, because sometimes I think I overwhelm you.
Are you in the bathroom?
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, if that was from anybody else in the world, I think.
Yeah, but if anybody else, it would have been funny.
I don't want to scare the crap out of me.
Yeah.
That's just Dan asking a Dan question. You know. Yeah. You know, yes. Matter of fact, guess what?
What?
You're wrong. No, I am not in the bathroom doing this. I'm in my office having fun, and it's a great day. And it's going to be a great night. And we're open late tonight. As late as the great AM and the PM crowd want to keep us here. We've had many, many, many AM. Almost every day, there are multiple AM and the PM.
Of course there are.
It's unbelievable. We love them all. They're unbelievable. I have to tell you, Frank, I know you don't like this.
Okay.
But they really think that I'm like a big part of the show.
They think you're a big part of the show. Yes. Well, I can think that. I'm fine with that.
That's great. But we're open late. And, you know, are you getting into the holiday spirit?
I kind of am, because I have a grandson, see? And so it makes the whole thing more fun now.
So
I went on Amazon, I ordered him. I think that the toy, and thank goodness, after all these years, this is still a toy that kids love. Just the old traditional rocking horse with the springs and the little handlebars, and you just rock yourself. It's on the way. It's being shipped, and I can't wait till he gets up on it. All kids love rocking horses, and I hope that never goes away.
Did you ever have a rocking horse when you were young?
Sure. Well, I didn't, but the neighbor had. Sorry, we didn't have money for a rocking horse.
Oh man,
are you okay?
No, yeah, I got a stick.
Did I touch the cord?
A stick horse that my dad made from a mop.
Oh, the stick horse.
And he turned the mop into a mane of a horse. He drew a little face on the end of the mop, and that was. He said, "Here's your horse, buddy."
One of our friends used to have Marvel the Mustang. Remember Marvel the Mustang?
No, I don't.
Oh, you would get on Marvel the Mustang.
Did you have that thought when you were in the bathroom?
No, yeah, and you would bounce up and down on it, and it would actually move. It had wheels on it. But we would take the saddle off and put it on this friend of ours, Great Dane, and we would get on the Great Dane and ride that.
Ride the dog?
Yeah.
My neighbor, when I was a kid, rode a collie in school.
Rocking horses for adult men that maybe never got one when they were young.
They have what?
Rocking horses for adult men that maybe they never got one when they were young.
You know what? They ought to. A great big horse, bigger spring. That's a great idea. I get on there and ride that.
No, hold on. Why are you saying a great big horse?
Because I'm a big person.
You have to be a Clydesdale.
I mean, in
a rocking Clydesdale. Big springs.
10-inch diameter springs.
Yeah, those big garage door springs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
But, boy, you watch kids get on there, and it doesn't take them long to figure out how to really start. And they make the base, the frame, start jumping across the room. They get it going. Yeah, I can't wait till it gets on that. So that's the big deal is the rocking horse. And you know what? They're still reasonable. It's like $130 or something for one made by Radio Flyer, the same people that still make the wagon, the Radio Flyer wagon.
That's great.
That never goes away, too. A red wagon and a rocking horse. A BB gun and a bicycle. You're set as a kid. You're set.
You're set.
All right. You're open late tonight.
Late to open our arms. And, of course, great deals for every AM and PM listener.
How about this? We're open late, and so are our arms. Our arms are open to you. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
I mean, you come up with stuff.
Well, you actually came up with it.
It's incredible how quick.
You came up with it.
Lightning. You're like lightning quick sometimes. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
What's that phone number?
314-837-1800. 247-365 at lawndog.com. And we cannot wait to meet some of the great AM and the PM listeners. We've obviously met many thousands. And now we're on to the second and third, if not fourth vehicle. So many of our listeners, your listeners and my listeners also, they're my listeners.
John,
thank you all very much.
Peon came in earlier today before the show and told a fantastic joke. I like to tell you the punchline because I cannot tell you the joke. Here's the punchline. I thought it was mine, but mine's at home shining my shoes. That's it.
We're open late.
I need to do this. Just ignore this. Yeah, we know you are, and we're going to send you some business, okay?
All right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Frank.
Bye-bye. Now, it wasn't just me. He was in one of
those. Yeah, I know.
He had, like, muffling of the phone. And, well, what was that about?
I don't know.
I didn't hear the stall echo. I don't think he was in a bathroom.
Maybe not.
Maybe he was in a secret place. Maybe at the dealership he has a secret. Well, think about it. Nobody knows about it. It's like a safe room. He was in his secret place. And he didn't want to talk too loud because people would go, hey, what's that sound coming? Well, that must be a secret place over there. Yep. Maybe that was it.
Hmm.
I don't know. John Londoff. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. You know where it is. Washington Elizabeth exit or Elizabeth Washington exit off 270. 24/7 at Londoff.com.
Let's go airborne and check traffic with Tim Wiley.
Yeah, it's quite a mess out here, Dan. All right, we'll give you what we've got. Northbound 270, just north of Highway 55, you've got a crash. It's blocking the two right lanes. And it's also, it has the ramp from southbound 55 to northbound 270 completely shut down. Now, this accident, it came out as southbound 55 just south of 270. It's actually northbound. It's got the three right lanes blocked. Now, we're looking at a backup that goes to Butler Hill. Now, also on southbound 270, what a mess we've got. It is jammed up a little bit south of McKelvey down through Ladue, and then from the Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry, and from 44 to where this accident is on the other side of the highway before Highway 55. So it's a slow go there. We're also looking at an accident on eastbound Manchester at Weedman Road. It has the left lane and the center turn lane blocked. It looks like we've got at least a mile and a half backup coming eastbound on Manchester. Staples, they have everything your business needs at great prices every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. With your Big 550 KTRS airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne here, wishing you Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. I want to thank you for being part of our listening family, and I hope you and your family have a great holiday season.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you over 25 and need to flatten your belly? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your well-being because we're giving away free trials of the Belly Flattening Discovery Nubiotics to anyone who wants to flatten their bloated belly fast. To experience dramatic results, call now for your free trial. But hurry while we're still giving them away for free. 1-800-980-9942. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux.
But hurry. Due to overwhelming demand, there's a strict limit of one free trial per household. Again, if you are over 25 and looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time, it's crucial that you write down this number for your free trial of Nubiotics. Hurry. Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-980-9942. That's 1-800-980-9942. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-980-9942.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation. 636-947-8000.
Yes, it seems amazing that my little girl is now grown up and getting married.
Oh, Dad.
So now, on this wonderful occasion, I propose a toast to the new bride and groom. To Angela and... to Angela and...
Not as sharp as you used to be? Forgetful now and again? Then here's something you won't want to forget. FitBrains. Try the new version of our award-winning brain training app and online program that tailors to your needs, focusing on memory, brain speed, concentration, and more, helping your brain to function at its very best. So go ahead, download the FitBrains app for free, available at iTunes and Google Play. With the largest collection of fun brain training games on the market, FitBrains is designed to help you maximize your full potential. With a little brain boost, who knows what you might achieve? Download the FitBrains app today. Try the FitBrains app free. FitBrains, brain training success.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually sinks your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the bedroom store. Holiday plans piling up. Get the financial flexibility you need at American Eagle Credit Union with their Any Reason, Any Season loan. Take advantage of the discounted rates as low as 7.99 APR through the end of the year, up to 60 months. Apply in person at any of the American Eagle Credit Union branches or online at ameaglecu.org.
APR equals annual percentage rate. Minimum loan amount $500. Rates based on underwriting guidelines. Maybe higher based on individual qualifications and term. Rate offer available through December 31st, 2015. Every new loan only. Membership eligibility required.
Now at Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese. It's got all the flavors you love. Crispy buffalo chicken and mac made with rich, creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right
now. If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees.
Meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road? Traveling.
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
They did it for us. Served on the front lines defending our freedom. But now, Army veteran Tim and his family from South City could use some help this holiday season.
So here's what we're doing for them.
a live tree, lighting for the tree, gift certificates, and more to say thank you. KTRS presents Home for the Holidays from Londoff Chevrolet, Allen Roofing, Wholesale Batteries, the City of Florissant, Daniels Farm and Greenhouses, West County Dental, and KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM Cab Company, STL Taxi. It's an app. It's free. It works. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab, and that's the only cab you want. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
We'll start with some sad news. Playboy magazine has just published its last edition with nudity.
Oh, no.
Great. Now where are we supposed to look for naked pictures of people?
Yeah, I'll no, say.
Where are we going to go?
I'll say. No.
And a new USA Today poll about the 2016 election shows that just 3% of voters would be likely to support Chris Christie. Hmm. And only 2% of chairs.
Chairs supporting him, I guess. Heavy
guy.
Fat guy.
Yeah. And a friendly reminder from the U.S. Postal Service. Today was the last day you can mail a package and expect it to get lost by Christmas.
No, that's so a good
hope you got that in there.
Good to know.
And Stephen Colbert. I've never really understood Stephen Colbert.
Me
and apparently
either.
A lot of other people don't get him either. His ratings are now even worse than Seth Meyers, who airs an hour later on NBC, putting him in fourth place. Mm. In fact, CBS is so nervous they're thinking about replacing him with Jay Leno. Standing by. Jay's standing by. And
he's
finally this afternoon.
Jay's always standing by.
Sure. Well, Taylor Swift has tried to trademark the year she was born, 1989. Yeah. In a related story, Bernie Sanders tried to trademark 1825. Traded that or that. Can't do that, I don't think. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Sure, bye.
There he goes. Bill Cleveland, 23 and a half years ago, we were approached by American Equity Mortgage, and I was asked if I would speak for them. There was one office because that they had just opened, and it was in St. Louis. That's still their headquarters, and I said, sure. There weren't a lot of mortgage companies on the air, and you know, it was smart to step up and go, hey, we'll be your mortgage company. So they became St. Louis's mortgage company. And then, of course, a lot of other people went, hey, yeah, they're getting all the mortgage business. Let's jump on, and we'll be in the mortgage business, too. And we'll get a phone number kind of like theirs, and we'll say some of the same stuff they say. And maybe people will get confused and think we're American Equity. No, they didn't get confused at all. They know exactly how to call American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, and they know how to find them online, AmericanEquity.com. They're in the mortgage business, so they would be happy to help you become a homeowner and get that house that you're looking at that you want so badly, or help you borrow money the smart way if you're already a homeowner, and that's using the equity in your home. It is the only really smart way to borrow money, American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. 5 o'clock.